Monday night, Or Liyud Dalid Mar Cheshvan, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Alvavas, we're starting a new Shar, Shar Avodas Halachim.
Hey, it could be that tonight's Dvar Halacha could have been that you have to sit when you bench. You're not supposed to stand, you're not supposed to walk around. It's a hakpoda to sit and to be mechavein, the sitting being a spur to kavano. You're not doing anything else, you're not even walking around. You're sitting. It's like the sitting Shmona Esrei, it's described by some poskim. But that is not tonight's Dvar Halacha. Tonight's Dvar Halacha is that the Mechaber says that Birkas Me'ein Shalosh also has the same hakpoda when you're making Al Hamichya. The same din applies, that you have to be sitting. Now you have to stop to sit, of course, be mechaven, of course, they have the kavana that the sitting will engender. Chabba says bracha mein shalosh. Bro says that this din would be totally in a din later on about having to dafka make the bracha akhrein in the place where you ate, where there's a shaila later on in Shulchan Aruch in the next siman about dafka mizonos or even the shivas haminim, etc. So the Gro says it's totally on that. If you hold it only al hamichya, you have to be makbid to, we're talking about b'di'evid. Only al hamichya b'di'evid, you have to make where you ate. But Stam Bracha Mein Shalosh, let's say al hagefen or al ha'etz, you could b'di'evid make it somewhere else. Then this din also. You know, that's what the Gro says. This sushtel to benching and hakpoda to dafka sit and focus and concentrate to a very large degree is, although the Mechaber says Baruch Mein Sholosh, the Gro suggests it would maybe be only by Al HaMichya, not by the others. It's all but the Eved you yotze, even if you say benching, standing up and walking around, if you're Mechaber. But that's a very, very big but the Eved. The din is, you did wrong. You have to sit. And you have to sit. So the same thing by Al HaMichya, certainly, and maybe by the other Brachos Me'in Sholosh as well. Okay, tonight, starting a new Shar from Chavis Halvavos, we finish Baruch Hashem Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina, and we're starting the Shar HaShlishi, Shar HaVodos Elokim, and again we learned the Pesach HaShar, the Psicha. So, you know, in the Shar itself, Chavis Halvavos will give you the steps you need to be an Ovid Elokim. He will define it, and then he will tell you how to become that definition. But in the Psicha, it's a very, very famous Psicha. This could be probably the Bitachon Psicha is also very, very famous. But the Shar HaVodos Elokim Psicha is, I think, just as famous. It's a very famous Yesod of his, that the chiyuv of Avodas Hashem grows out of Akaras HaTov. It grows out of attitude. Therefore, it comes after Shar HaBechina. You're not going to feel gratitude to Hashem. Not really. You might pay lip service to it, but you won't really feel it unless you think about it and contemplate it and do some Shar HaBechina stuff type learning. So Shar HaShlishi has as a psich omer ha-mechava meisha b'yarnu b'meisha ovar. We started off, the Seif is built like a building. First you start off, Chiyuv Yichud Elokim B'Leiv Sholem. Everything that occurs, everything that is all Hashem. And then you move to the next step, that you study the world, and you study nature, you study history, you study biology, you study all the disciplines he mentioned in Shar HaBechina. V'ayfani Bechinas Tavosav Ala Adam, and then you understand that Hashem is a Meitiv, and you feel that debt of gratitude. So the next step is, okay, so now what do I do because of that? What does that demand of me? It's very nice, Hashem is everything, and if Hashem does A, B, C, D for mankind and for me, for the world, so now what does that obligate me to do? What's the next step? It's chayav nelizkor achar kach, ma she'odom chayav lenog bo. She'yuzbaru eslo. After you clarify these things, so then the next obvious step, logically, would be, okay, what does that obligate me to do? For who, kibul avodas elokim, that's what it is, and he will explain why and how come and what it means, and is it heavy, is it light, is it easy, is it hard, what are the ramifications for not doing it, etc. But that's the opening sentence, that when you are convinced of Yichud Hashem, and therefore when you do Shaar HaBechina, you realize that it's all emanating from Hashem, then you feel a sense of gratitude. And therefore that's Mechayev Avodas Elokim. But he will explain precisely and exactly how it's Mechayev, not Stam, but like what triggers the Chiyuv, what sense does it make, he'll be explaining all of that. V'hu kibul Avodas Elokim k'fi she'chayveyu ha-seichel, just as Seichel, it's really more like Menschlichkeit, not common sense, but you can call it Seichel. Lemeitiv al mi she'etiv lo. If someone does good, you want to pay him back. You want to express your thanks. You want to acknowledge that you understand that he helped you. You want to help him back. You want to do something for him. You want to pay the debt of gratitude. Okay, we'll stop here.